Good morning and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, AGLCA, and our Admiral sponsors, Barber Marina, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you, whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our ship store at www.greatloop.org, ship store. Thanks and enjoy the show.
As Beth said, welcome to all our listeners. This is America's Great Loop Cruisers weekly blog radio show. With us today are Beth, who is our marketing coordinator. I'm Janice. I'm the director of America's Great Loop Cruisers. For those non-members listening to the show, Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, Canada, the Great Lakes, the Heritage, and the inland rivers. Our association, AGLCA, as we like to call ourselves, is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and curiosity about the loop. Our primary purpose is to get you information and enhance the overall experience. Our website is www.greatloop.org. If you're not a member, feel free to visit. There is loads of free information for you, and our members can get helpful resources also. We'd love for you to join, so just become a member of AGLCA and do the loop with us. I'm very happy to introduce our guests this week, Scott and Casey Coffin. These harbor hosts will talk about the Intracoastal in Myrtle Beach and the great attractions to see while you're in this world-famous resort town. Those of you traveling north at this point and traveling to our rendezvous May 6th in Norfolk, you'll have to go through Myrtle Beach, and Scott and Casey will tell you about it. If anybody would like to call in with a question or has a comment during the show, we encourage your participation. The toll-free number is 877-497-1815. Welcome, Scott and Casey. Thank you so much for helping us out this morning.
Well, we're glad to be with you here, Janice, and hope we can give some information to some of the folks that will be traveling through Myrtle Beach.
Great, great. Casey, thanks for joining in, too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Scott, I guess my first question would be, if you many people do stop in Charleston for a few days. If you're in Charleston, how long will it take you to get to Myrtle Beach on a trawler saying 8 knots?
Oh, boy.
Probably 2 days.
We usually break it into 2 days. What's that one we stayed in between?
That's what we usually do, too, when we make the trip. Yeah,
this is in between. I can't remember what it is right now, but we usually do it comfortably in 2 days.
Uh-huh. And once you get to Myrtle Beach, do you have a favorite marina, or do you go to different ones?
Well, when we get to we're in Myrtle Beach, we left there about 2 years ago. When we began our loop, we were in Barefoot Resort, which is right across the way from
Barefoot
Landing. A little bit confusing, but you're actually traveling east at this time, although we're going northbound. And on the left, on the port side, is a Barefoot Resort, and on the right is a Barefoot Landing. We had our boat in Barefoot Resort for 3 or 4 years. And we spent the winters there. So anyway, we left about 2 years ago, so our information may be a little dated.
The Intracoastal doesn't change that much. We actually had our rendezvous, I think it was 3 years ago, at Barefoot Resort. It was a great place and a great marina. But the resort itself, the conference facilities, were having financial problems. And I don't know if they're still closed down, but they were closed down 2 years ago.
Yes, we did. We were at that rendezvous, and that's where we got the bug on joining the loop.
Uh-huh.
And it was going pretty well at that time. However, they did go through a bankruptcy since then, and things they fell on hard times. They were cutting back on a lot of services. really the marina, which has slips, is one of the nicer ones that we've seen on the whole loop. Beautiful floating concrete docks with slips that, like I say, is one of the nicest ones we've seen. However, when we left, there were problems with power and water interruptions and some other issues that didn't go over too well. But as opposed to the one on the other side, Barefoot Landing, is just a face wall, wall dock. And it's kind of limited. If you were going to go in there, I would definitely call ahead and make a reservation. A lot of people like the Barefoot Landing side because it's right behind a big mall with lots of shops, lots of restaurants. The Carolina Opry is there. Alligator Adventure is there.
Alabama Theater.
There's a lot of entertainment on that side, and it's a little difficult to get to from the Barefoot Resort side.
You have to go over the, walk over the bridge unless you rent a car.
We've been there often, yeah. I know a lot of our loopers actually do stay at, did stay at Barefoot Resort and then walked over, but I'm not too much of a walker. It's kind of a long walk, isn't it, Casey?
Yes, it's about a half mile at least. It's about a half a mile.
If you got bicycles, that would certainly help.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
The nice about Barefoot Resort is the fact that you can turn your stern towards the intercoastal waterway, and you're sitting there watching all kinds of crafts going by you. Plus, you see Barefoot Landing across the way, so it's absolutely breathtaking scenery while you're staying there. We love that.
Do you know, I believe there are other marinas in the area, but not quite as close to Myrtle Beach. Is that correct? A little bit further? I believe it's further up the intracoastal?
There are quite a few in the area. Coming from the south, you're going to pass one marina called Osprey Marina. It's well marked with signs out there on the waterway. It's a popular spot, or has been in the past, for people to gas up. Their fuel was generally the cheapest. You can price around, but Osprey was usually pretty good. It doesn't look like much of an entrance, and it doesn't look like you can get your boat in there, but you can. There's big boats in there. As you go north, Grand Harbor is just below Barefoot. It's a very nice marina as well. It's near the hospital area, and there's a Lowe's grocery right within walking distance there. And then when you get to the Barefoot, the two Barefoot marinas, then going north, there's probably eight or nine more going up toward Little River and up to the North Carolina border. Uh-huh. One thing mentioned on the Barefoot Resort side, being a resort, there's four high-end golf courses that are quite nice. There's over 100 golf courses in the area, of course, if you're into that. But Barefoot Resort side, now on the left, has Valvetech fuels.
Yeah.
It has a pump out, and it has very nice showers. Over on the right side, on Barefoot Landing, there's only water and electric. There are no showers, no pump out, and no fuel. However, there is a public restroom in the mall that you could use.
Is the marina at Barefoot Resort still open, Scott? I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, we left 2 years ago, and I haven't really heard, and I don't know. I can't answer that, Janice.
Okay.
We did drive through about a year ago to get a car, and there were a lot of crafts in Barefoot Resort, and what we had heard was the restaurant was possibly opened. We don't know, but there are probably 300 or 400 boats in there now that there were not before. So I would say call them ahead of time. As far as we know, I think it's up and running in the marina with all the, really, the shower facilities are very nice there, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, check ahead.
Last I heard, the restaurant was shut down.
Yeah, see, it changes.
Yeah, you just really have to call and find out what the status is at any one point.
Well, one of the nicest marinas anywhere, really.
Let me talk a little bit about the waterway coming through the ditch. As you go north, it's fairly straight, most of it. It's not extremely wide. I mean, you've got plenty of room to pass toes and stuff, but you don't want to venture too close to the shore. You want to stay toward the middle. and it's plenty deep. You will see considerable tow traffic from time to time, and of course a lot of pleasure boats. One of the big things about the Barefoot area, when you leave Barefoot and go north, there's a swing bridge right there, and I would after the swing bridge, you'll go into what they call a rock pile. It's properly named. You want to be extremely careful in this area. I would recommend that before you cast off your last line that you make a Securité call before you go under the bridge, and be sure there's no tows or anything coming the other direction, because you do not want to come nose-to-nose with another boat in the rock pile. It's very difficult to pass, and you don't want to make a turnaround, and you don't want to back up. So if you can assure yourself that for that mile or so after the bridge, there's nobody coming, it'll make your life easier.
Heads up.
And if we've been through it high tide and low tide, you've got plenty of depth, but you must stay in the center. The problem is, and you can see it at low tide, the rock shelf coming out on either side is jagged and doesn't always put you equally between the two banks. So, and if it's a high tide, this is covered, so you can't see it too well. But if you stay in the center, you'll be okay. But do not go to the edges. There have been a lot of damage to boats that did.
Okay, Scott, I'm going to break quickly for a commercial at this point. Just give us a minute, please.
Okay.
We'll talk about now probably restaurants in the area or places of interest.
Yeah.
How about places of interest?
Excuse me, Scott and Casey, can you just hold off talking for a minute while we play the commercial?
Okay.
Thank you.
Green Turtle Bay Marina and Resort has
consistently
been voted a must-stop by loopers. It has earned a coveted 5-anchor designation from Quimby's Cruising Guide. This full-service marina features over 450 slips. They are located at mile marker 31.5 on the scenic Cumberland River. Green Turtle Bay is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA, so join them and find your waterway of life.
Thanks, Beth. We lost about the first half of that. Maybe we'll play it again next week. For some reason, it was very, very quiet. Scott and Casey, you wanted to add something about the rock pile, I think?
No, just to be careful through there. It'll go for, like I say, about a mile past that swing bridge, and then you'll get up into Little River, and you won't have any problem past that. There is a West Marine that's about 5 miles east of Barefoot. It's a little bit, you probably need a car to get there. There is a local Enterprise rent a car available. There's a Bilo grocery that you can walk to from Barefoot. There's a liquor store next to it. And if you mention that you're staying at Barefoot, you'll get the local discount on that. There's also an urgent care right next to that in that area. And then we mentioned some of the attractions. Casey, want to mention some restaurants.
Great.
Restaurants. Okay. It depends. If you're in Myrtle Beach, I would highly recommend, if you're going to go to the Myrtle Beach area, which encompasses a lot, all the way from Little River, which is right next to North Carolina, all the way down to the other end of Myrtle Beach itself, down to Kelly's Plantation.
Polly's.
And Polly's Islands. And it's just really nice down there. But you have to have a car. You really should rent one with maybe another couple. But anyway, restaurants, there is nothing that you can't have there. Steaks, seafood, that's the what?
German.
Yeah, there's a German restaurant right near Barefoot Landing. Of course, you have Sharks, which is a great golfer. They have T-Bones across right in Barefoot Landing. They have the Fly Fish, which is directly across. Down a little bit further south, you've got a place called Broadway and the Beach. Broadway and the Beach has everything. It could have Landry's. It has other steakhouses. There's gift shops down there. Chuck's Steakhouse is within probably 3 miles of where you'll be in Barefoot Resort and Landing if you stay there. There's just about anything you could imagine would be right there. We have probably... 200 or 300 restaurants within about 10 miles of Barefoot Resort and Landing. So you've got most everything there.
What are the prices like? Is Myrtle Beach relatively expensive? I know Charleston's restaurants are really on the high side.
No,
I would say no.
Generally, and if you get some of the coupons that are available, you can get some real good bargains. It's not near Charleston prices. It's lower.
Great. That's good to know. Sometimes after people leave Charleston, they need a break from the really expensive restaurants. What about music? I know the music. What is the name of the music house in Charleston and the Barefoot Landing Resort? I think you mentioned it.
Blues Brothers?
Yeah, there's a big, it's a restaurant and a music hall right at Barefoot Landing.
Well, there's Alabama Theater. It's a live production, Broadway show
that you can walk to. Yeah.
Yeah. You can walk across, and Barefoot Landing is where it is. Absolutely. And you have 1,000 alligators and Alligator Adventure, which is right there on the corner of the infamous Highway 17, which you will spend a lot of time on. But it's called Alligator Adventure, and that's definitely worth a look.
Okay, anything else that members might like to know if they were going up the Intracoastal or even non-members?
Can't think of anything else. We'll be available for any questions you have, and if anybody wants to email us with any particular interests, we'd be glad to answer those.
That's very nice. I really, really appreciate it. Just one quick question. I know Myrtle Beach is very, very, as Casey said, it's from from Pawleys Island and that section to Little River.
Yes.
But how far away is Little River? I mean, is that a day or is it less than a day on by boat?
No, Little River is about an hour by boat north.
Oh, it is that close. Great.
Yeah, and the Little River, there's the casino boat called the Big M Casino Boat. If you're into gambling, they'll go offshore and you can pull the slot machines out there. I'm sure there's probably a couple questions about anchorages. It's really not an area that lends itself to anchorages. However, if you go north past Little River and then you make a turn to the starboard and you're heading out actually toward the ocean, you'll come to a crossroad in the water. And if you go straight, you'll stay on the Intracoastal. If you turn right, you'll go out into the ocean. If you turn left, you'll go into a secluded area that has some pretty good anchorages. It's popular back there. South, you'd probably have to go back down by Osprey area to get some anchorages.
Yeah, the Myrtle Beach, the Intracoastal in Myrtle Beach is just such a straight run. And really not very – how wide would you say it is? I mean, it's not very wide.
You know, it's hard to judge. It's not that wide. I mean, it doesn't look that wide, but when you get in it, you know, there's plenty of room for passing boats. Not a problem with tows and stuff, but I don't know. What is it?
100
yards? 200 yards wide, something like that. It's hard to judge. I don't know.
Longer than
you can get, by the way, you can get from Barefoot Resort over to the landing in your dinghy if you want to do it that way.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And traffic on weekends is horrendous up there, both car traffic and boat traffic, is it not?
Not that much. We never had a tremendous amount of boat traffic
Not really. It's not like Charleston at all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know because a lot of our members stay in port during weekends if the local traffic is heavy. A lot of the pleasure boats are not that experienced sometimes for the weekend cruisers, and it could be a little bit horrendous. Well, I don't have any more questions, Beth. Do you have anything you'd like to ask?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Scott and Casey, thank you very, very much. And I will post. The next couple of weeks are kind of be iffy with Blog Radio. The whole AGLCA Homeport crew is going up to the rendezvous, but I'll keep you all posted through the discussion forum, and thanks for listening. Casey and Scott, again, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Be sure to see Brook Green Gardens if they can rent a car down in Myrtle Beach, in the main Myrtle Beach south of Barefoot. There's called Brook Green Gardens. It's a kind of Asian-style garden with lots of statuary in it, and it's very, very beautiful. And at night they have some shows, or they'll just light it up. It's very interesting, though. It's called Brook Green Gardens.
Thank you. I actually went to a concert, an outdoor concert there once. It was great. I'm sorry, do you have anything else you'd like to add, Scott and Casey, before we close?
No, I guess you don't have any questions from other callers?
We don't have anybody calling in, so I don't see anyone, so I guess not.
Okay, well, we appreciate talking to you guys.
Well, we appreciate your help. Thank you very much, and until next week, we'll sign off. Everyone have a good week and safe cruising. Bye.
Okay. Give a hug to Steve for us.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay.